All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
97.1. All right, so this Lions fan story, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own. We haven't addressed it, didn't really feel a need to, but in the newspaper today, Sean Windsor wrote a piece I found interesting. Windsor criticizing the team for not acting strongly enough, harshly enough, and I'm kind of puzzled by that. Now, if you want to tell me the Lions should have made a very specific statement denouncing racism, I don't have an argument for it. It would seem like a rather easy thing to do, but I'm looking at the bigger picture here. It's a no bleep moment that an NFL team denounces racism. This fan was never going to be allowed to keep his tickets. They did a investigation. At the end of the investigation, the fan agreed to turn his tickets in. Our understanding is the fan is not allowed to buy tickets under his name at Ford Field, and that would seem to be problem solved. The Lions, Rod Wood, is on record saying he's going to reach out to the two people who were so grossly featured in this video and speak to them and apologize to them. I really don't know what more the team could have done. Again, if you're telling me this is about them making a statement, okay, there's really no argument for me. But I don't think the team should be criticized. It seemingly was handled correctly. And in this litigious society we are in, I would caution you that a team can't go out in 5 minutes and just start banning people from arenas. You will find yourself in an unenviable position. This grotesque human being who is racist is now no longer a Lions season ticket holder. Isn't that the ultimate goal? Isn't that the ultimate finality of it? I mean, this isn't some debate about whether I'm surprised that NFL fan guy might display racist behavior. I'm not surprised by that. It's gross. It's awful, but it's not surprising. This person's not in the building anymore. He can't buy tickets anymore. What else should have been done? Now, I will throw the number out to you, and I would like to hear from the people on this. And again, I'm not using the words like great and perfect. I just thought it was handled appropriately. 248-539-9797. Hatchet, yes, you disagree.
Yeah, the problem that I have in that, in everything that I've read, it doesn't say the team took his tickets. It says fan turned his tickets in. And that's the problem that I have. Yes, they did an investigation. But to me, they should have then gone to him and said, okay, sorry, sir, we did our investigation. This is what we came up with. We need your tickets. Instead, they did their investigation, and he said because of the backlash pretty much in society and on social media, then he decided to turn his tickets in.
So at the conclusion of the investigation, if he doesn't say, I'm getting rid of my tickets, I agree to turn them in, the phrase that was used is the fan agreed to turn his tickets in. Look, I don't think there was any way this gentleman was keeping those tickets. It was never,
I would hope not.
It was never going to happen. So whether they said, look, this, you probably need to turn these in, or whether they demanded it, or whether they did nothing at all, it solved itself. Do I believe if he said, I'm not giving these tickets up, that they would then have banned him? Yes, I do.
I hope so. I would hope so, but I can't assume that. And I also am not just happy with it fixed itself. This, the team needed to fix it, not it fixing itself, in my mind.
Okay, but hold on. You said, and we agree on this, they did an investigation, and by the time it was done, he had already stepped to the plate, and the phrase that he'd used is, agreed to turn his tickets in. That sounds like they asked him to do it, or urged him to do it. I think they offered him a way out. That's what it sounds like to me. Versus, again, in this litigious society we live in, going out and banning this dude, and possibly creating another problem. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and get all bent out of shape because seemingly this was always going to end the same way. This guy was not going to be allowed in the building. This guy was not going to be allowed to own tickets. And that to me is the most important thing. This guy outed himself as a disgusting human being, and he paid the price for it. Now, beyond that, look, I don't think this is a newsflash. While it's abhorrent to be racist, it's not illegal. It just means you're disgusting. This guy lost the privilege to buy tickets there. That's what counts. Now, but that's, again, David, my understanding. Hey, if you want to get down on the team for not coming out and go to the Detroit Lions, we are disgusted. We do not in any way, shape, or form, blah, 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 blah. If that's what you're after, fine. Fine. I can't argue it. They've got a policy. We don't comment on individual incidents in the building. That's their policy. They're sticking to it. And now, again, if you believe somehow, and I'm not saying you believe this, this is more towards the people who maybe agree with you. Look, if you believe somehow that them not making a statement is a comment on their belief system, I think that's a dangerous thing to say.
Yeah, no, I don't believe
no,
that.
No, and that's why I said, not about you, about the listener out there driving around and formulating their opinion. I think it's very dangerous to attach a belief system when someone simply says we are not commenting on this.
It just seems, from everything I read, it just seems like there was more pressure on the outside than from the inside to cause him to then turn his tickets in. And that's the problem that I have.
Well, but you know how this works. In this time frame where the team investigates it and gets their ducks in a row to make sure what they do is right. Yeah, outside pressure works faster than that because we are in this feasting society that when people slip up in life, and whether it's outing themselves as a racist or just having a bad day, that's always going to work faster than an actual investigation.
And you're right about that, because I found out about the story right after the game, and then later that evening on social media, there was information out there on the individual. Right. So you're right about that.
The angry mob is always going to work faster than people that have actual accountability and rules to play by.
Yes.
And I'm no Lions defender, clearly. But I think in today's world, organizations are in a real tough spot because if you make one mistake, you could really put yourself in a lurch. I think it ended up, David, somehow, some way, this, and here's the other thing, too. We need to be careful about this. The Lions say they're not commenting. We don't comment on incidents in the stadium with individuals.
Yes.
Okay. We don't know that they didn't go to this guy. I mean, this guy can say whatever he wants. I'm not interested in hearing from him. He says, well, the outside pressure, it's just, I'm going to get rid of these. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's playing the victim. Yeah. I in my belief system, the way it was phrased, the fan agreed to give up his tickets. I think they went to him and went, look, make it easy on everybody. You need to get rid of these.
My hope is that that's true. I just have a motto in life I never assume. So I'm not assuming that they went to him. I'm just going with what I read, and it seems like he turned them in. And that's the only thing that happened.
248-539-9797. I mean, are you satisfied with how the Lions handled this? I am. Doesn't mean I'm right. David, not totally satisfied. Also, not lighting the world on fire here. But David has an issue regarding the fervor with which this was pursued. Wanted more. I don't think that's a crime. I think ultimately we get what we want, which is a person goes on social media like an idiot and shows themselves to be disgusting, and they paid a price. And the price is they're no longer allowed in that building for Lions games, and they cannot buy season tickets. I'm not sure beyond that what we're looking for. 248-539-9797. Yes, Michael, you swung the microphone over with an unbelievable force.
It's just par for the course for me right now, man. I mean, it's people always wanting to be outraged and wanting somebody's head. Look, I of course, awful act. The guy should be banned. He shouldn't be allowed back in Ford Field ever. And that's what was done.
Right.
So how this is even an issue is kind of beyond me, because we don't need to just go above and beyond and call for somebody's head and want him dead. What, are they going to prosecute him? Are they going to hang him at Ford Field? I don't get it. I don't get what more people possibly want from
this. Well, and again, Mike,
it was handled, and let's move on.
It wasn't an issue until you saw it in the paper.
Right.
I didn't listen, and maybe I didn't do my job as a radio host. Maybe I did a terrible job. When I saw the story I knew how it was going to end. You read the guy lost his tickets. We didn't even bring it up on the show. I didn't feel a need to do it.
Yeah, and from a timing standpoint, it happened when we had the 2 day games, and I know we weren't able to bring it up, but
No, but we could have moved it to the front of the list.
Yeah.
Didn't feel it had any juice to it. Thought it was an open and shut thing.
I think it is closed.
There's,
I view it as
there's
closed
no
case.
Debate. Like it's you're not going to have people calling up and going, "Oh no, this man should have been allowed to buy tickets."
Right.
No,
nor should he be.
No, exactly. And that's my point. It's an open and shut case. You know, it's bad enough that people are racists, but it crosses an even more offensive line when you're public about it and you share it and you point a light on it and you brag about it, essentially. Well, now you've lost the right to buy tickets. Buying tickets is a privilege. And we don't want you to be here now. You're not the type of person we want. And I know it's not illegal to be racist. It's just grotesque. But to me, it's not like the guy was ever going to be able to keep his tickets. He was a dead man walking. If he ever, let's say the team was in complete dereliction of duty and didn't ban him. Are you kidding me? This guy would never be able to go to those games. Ever.
No.
So the team was going to get him to give those tickets back. I just think there's a certain amount of appearances that are upheld.
And my only question would be for those people that do want more is just specifically what more could the team have done? From all that we've heard, the Lions handled it.
Right.
They banned them as they should.
Here's what they could have done. Here's what they could have done. And this is the part I can't argue. I'm also not bent out of shape about it because it's a no-brainer. Could they have put out some well-prepared statement about how offended they are by racism and how they won't tolerate it? Sure. Pardon me if I just assume that's a general belief held by a $1.6 billion industry that knows even, I mean, my God, every team will release the same statement. So I don't put value in it because I don't think it would be something overly heartfelt.
Well, and you know what I would say to that, Mike? I would just simply say actions speak louder than words.
Right.
He was banned. The Lions took action and did it. The words could mean I don't care about the words.
Amen. Open and shut to me. It would have been prepared by a lawyer. It wouldn't have been Rod Wood's words. You know, it's not Jim Caldwell's place to go out and release some thousand-word diatribe. I'm just, look, I'm the first guy. I'll get heated about stuff. I'll get into social issues. I'll get into it when I feel it's justified. But man, when it's not, I think I do a good job of weeding through things and going, no, not good enough for the air. Not a story. But then you see it in the Free Press as a column, and I go, all right, well, maybe we missed the boat. I'm asking you if we did, because I thought this was open and shut. Problem solved. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. And right wins. 248-539-9797. Your call's next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.